Hi everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Intercontinental Money Podcast. This is where we have real conversations about money, the good, the bad, and the mistakes we all wish we could take back. My name is Hassana, and I have my co-host with me, Femi. Femi, how are you doing this fine morning?
I am fantastic. Fantastic. It's nice to meet you. It's nice to hear from you. And it's nice to talk about money.
Yes, so it's very, very important, like super important. And the topic we'll be talking about today is how to make wise money moves in the digital world.
Have you ever trusted the wrong source to send money before?
Have I? I don't think so.
You always trust the right source.
I make smart money moves.
My God. Wow. What have you found out about the Global Money Week?
It's just basically like, to sum it up, creating awareness, just reminding young people especially to make like smart money moves, financial decisions, because a lot of things can like take you out of that space. So it's just like a reminder to always do this and like not fall for scams. Just be at alert when it has to do with your finances. I mean, no losing.
Is everybody that will be at alert at the same time? Sometimes you want to just chill or like, you know what? You can't be doing everything then.
Yes, definitely. But still, like I said, it's just a reminder, you know, when you're moving to one part, someone will just bring your attention back, like, wait, so don't go too far here, come to this place, kind of vibe.
That's interesting. So, like you rightly said, we need to talk about the smart decisions that people make when they talk about money or when they engage with money. More specifically, we're talking about people when they want to send money abroad. Businesses, when they want to settle their suppliers and their creditors, they sometimes do not always make smart decisions. So could you share some of those smart decisions, some of those issues that they run into with us?
I mean, first of all, I don't like the theme of this year for the Global Money Week. Think before you fall.
Really?
I think it's fantastic and it's so in line with this conversation that we'll be having. So a lot of, for instance, let's use one remit. We can see it all around the campaign saying, oh, you can send money easily to people abroad. But I mean, I also have to do my research, not because Femi says, oh, one remit is the best and everything. That's like me just following.
One remit is the best, but I mean, yeah, you should still.
Exactly. So
I'm probably biased, but
there's the websites, they're on different platforms. It takes nothing for you to like go on their website and see if these platforms are actually legit. And I know there's also going to be like a section where there's like a support team or sales or a phone number to call. It takes you nothing to call, to ask, make inquiries, to know that okay, you're making the right decision.
From my experience, when people want to send money, you're right, they should do their due diligence to find about the company, maybe reach out to customer service and all of that. They can also find out about the rates, they're offering. By the way, one remit offers really fantastic rates. For now, we're only focused on businesses, outbound business transactions. For customers, businesses in Nigeria who want to settle their suppliers or clients and/or customers overseas in foreign currency, and you send.
I can vouch for one remit as well.
Yeah, I mean, so currently, I think was it last month we did this particular transaction for this client, and so this is how it basically works. They sent us a naira. There's a form on the website, by the way. You go to oneremit.co, that's oneremit.co, oneremit www.talktosalesbusiness.co. So you get to that website and there's a talk to sales button. And you click on that and you tell us about your business, you tell us where you're sending the money to, and so on and so forth. And then we take it all from that point. Like I said, for now, we're working with only businesses. As time goes on, we'll expand it to individuals as well. Right? And so, now, as outside of, you know, doing your research about the company, asking about the rates, what other things do you think people should look out for when trying to send money abroad? Remember that sometimes people are not careful about communicating, oh, this is what I want to do, and this is where the money is going. Some people communicate where the money is going, but they're not specific about, okay, this is what we're trying to do, so that we can offer them the best advisory on that front. To say, okay, go about it in this direction, and this is how you should do it, and so on and so forth. This is one of the reasons why the Global Money Week is trying to draw awareness to these issues. More or less, in local parlance, shine your eye. You know, look before you look before crossing the road. Make sure that you're making smart money decisions. Like the queen herself has an eye in the building. Whoop, whoop. You know? So, yeah. I'm just going to quickly check. By the way, we have a blog at Moremit. By the way, we have a blog. We just published How to Make Wise Money Moves in the digital world. So your fashion decision should not be influenced by a trend, by social media, by FOMO, by your emotions. It should be influenced by, you know, research, practical thinking. Check multiple sources, look for expert opinions. How do you know that you have chosen a wrong payment platform? If, for example, you want to send money out using a platform, how do you know that you are using the wrong platform? Number one, there is the long delays that, you know, your money takes forever to get where it's going. Sometimes 8 days, 10 days, 15 days, it hasn't gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there is unfair exchange rates.
I believe that. People should be able to compare exchange rates in like real time, because exchange rates, they fluctuate, and some platforms will offer lower rates than the like market average. So like, I think it's always important to compare rates on multiple platforms to ensure that you are getting the best.
So I'm glad you mentioned that. Very, very, you know, thoughtful idea. But sometimes there's some of these platforms that offer low rates, but which leads me to the third point. They have hidden fees. So you think that you're enjoying low rates until the fees begin to show up, and then the amount you are paying in fees is the amount you have saved with the low rates. So like
because some services like advertise zero fees, but they take like a cut through like poor exchange rates or like extra service charge. So it's not just about the fees or upfront. You have to also see how much the recipient will actually receive after all of this. So yeah, you actually
agree. Very correct. So at OneRemit, we usually don't do all that. We ain't about that life. You know how they say it, how the saying goes. We ain't about that life. What you see is what you get. And then from there we can now take it further and say, okay, this is what we're doing. And so on and so forth. That's how you know that you are taking and making the best decision. For those who want to use OneRemit, and I advise you to actually do use OneRemit, not because I think it's a one-man podcast, but and that's why the podcast is called Money That's Intercontinental, in the sense that we send money across continents. Get it? Money that is intercontinental.
This is where you play Charlie Poppy's song, like just underneath.
So we're not going to play Charlie Poppy because we have not paid Charlie Poppy. You get that? We cannot play Charlie because we've not paid. Because we're all about making smart money moves on this platform. We don't make, you know, wrong moves, and then that we end up with somebody sending you a letter with some numbers inside, right? But you know the song. We know the song. All right, so businesses using OneRemit enjoy instant payments from Nigeria to the abroad, no delays, better exchange rates, and we also have full transparency. What you send is what you receive. So yeah, this is where I tell you to ask your friends, do them a favor and ask them to use OneRemit. Right, Hassana?
Yes, I've been doing that already because, like I said, I can vouch for OneRemit. I mean, is it like 24/7 support, like real humans ready to assist you? I mean, if everything is in shambles or you don't know what to do next, at least you know that there's 24/7 support, not AI, real human beings.
Yeah, we don't do that. We don't do that over here.
There's no hidden fee is what you send. There's no waiting for days for the person to receive the money.
No, right? I know. You know the story we're hearing in 2023, and somebody sent someone, I won't mention the country, because I know somebody can go and Google the story, but this actually happened. Somebody sent the money, and because it took so long to get to the place, the person actually lost the contract. They lost the contract, they got this contract deal with this organization abroad, and because the money didn't get there on time, that offer was rescinded. It was quite a sad story. Quite a really sad story. So yeah, don't wait till that happens to you. You can always make smarter decisions as regards your money moves.
So what Femi is saying is that you should choose OneRemit for peace of mind.
Come on now.
That's it.
This is the Money That Is Intercontinental podcast. Welcome to our very first episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, this is powered by OneRemit. You can visit our website, oneremit.co, oneremit.co. You click on Talk to Sales, you fill the form, and somebody, a member of our team, will be with you as quickly as possible. Shout out to Hassana, she's been an amazing co-host. I think we should do this every day. It's been so much fun.
I think we should too. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So, till next time, I look forward to hearing from you guys. If you love this podcast, by the way, share it. Like, leave us a comment on Substack. We're going to share this on Substack. We're going to share this on Twitter. We're going to share this on LinkedIn. Leave us a comment that you loved it. If you have any questions, ideas, comments you want us to improve on or talk about on this podcast, we don't do gossip, by the way. So please, gossip, we will not talk about it.
I mean, if the gossip is juicy, we'll definitely try to cheat.
No, we only talk about money. Talk about money on this platform. We only do money. So
intercontinental money.
Yes, we only do intercontinental money, please. We ain't about that life. Money. Right, we right here, we're getting your money up. So sorry, no gossip. Sorry. I'm really sorry from the bottom of my heart. I'm really sorry. She's trying to give me side eye, but the side eye is not working. So I'm going to just say it's a no and close my eyes so that the side eye will not work, right? All right, guys, have a fantastic weekend ahead and happy Ramadan now, Hassanat?
Yes, happy Eid. And until next time, think before you follow and make wise money.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.